Hello everyone, welcome to Tesla Daily News. Today is July 13th, Monday, and the following is the latest Tesla news. According to the Gießener Anzeiger in Germany, the European Union's new tariffs on China-built electric vehicles are reshaping where Tesla produces cars for the European market. A new study by the transport NGO Transport Environment, using global data figures, shows that the share of China-made EVs from Western brands sold in Europe fell sharply between autumn 2024 and the first quarter of 2025. For Western brands overall, the China-built share of their European EV sales dropped from about 38% to 23%. Tesla, which has relied heavily on its Shanghai factory to supply Europe, also cut its China share, moving from roughly 23% of its European EV sales to 19% coming from China. The report explains that companies like BMW, Tesla and Volvo are increasingly shifting production of European-bound EVs back to plants within the EU. For German investors, this shows up in the data from the country's automotive association, the VDA. Battery electric vehicle production in Germany rose around 15% in 2024 to roughly 1.22 million units, even as sales weakened. In other words, factories are building more EVs than the local market is absorbing, and part of this overproduction is linked to replacing China imports with EU production. For Tesla shareholders, there are several implications. On the positive side, producing more vehicles for Europe within Europe reduces Tesla's direct exposure to punitive EU tariffs on China-built EVs. That can protect Tesla's pricing power and market share in key EU countries if trade tensions escalate further. It also supports better political optics at a time when European regulators are highly sensitive about Chinese overcapacity and dependency on Chinese supply chains. However, the story emphasizes that building in Europe is structurally more expensive than building in China, where labor, energy, and some component costs tend to be lower. By shifting volume away from Shanghai to European plants like Berlin-Brandenburg, Tesla may be trading tariff risk for higher unit production costs and potentially lower margins unless it can offset the difference through productivity gains, automation, or higher average selling prices. The same article highlights how Chinese automakers such as BYD and Geely are responding differently. Rather than retreating, they are increasingly using plug-in hybrid models to access the EU market, and they are planning or building roughly 10 production sites in Europe to gain local origin status and bypass tariffs in the medium term. BYD and Geely, according to the report, continue to grow their exports despite tariffs, driven by excess capacity in China, with the main loser being SAIC, which faces especially high EU duties due to findings of heavy state subsidies. For Tesla enthusiasts, this reinforces how quickly the competitive landscape is evolving. Chinese brands are not exiting Europe, they are reconfiguring their strategies. Over a multi-year horizon, local Chinese factories in places like Hungary or Spain could bring aggressive price pressure right into Tesla's backyard, even as Tesla itself has already absorbed the cost of moving production to Europe. The Business Punk column embedded in the German coverage makes a pointed observation: the EU has succeeded in forcing a production shift, but not in securing a lasting strategic advantage for European incumbents. Western automakers, including Tesla, now build more expensively in Europe while Chinese rivals exploit plug-in hybrid loopholes and prepare their own, lower-cost EU manufacturing bases. For Tesla investors, the key takeaway is that the tariff shock is more a catalyst for reconfiguration than a clear win or loss. Tesla is likely to maintain its European presence with more EU-built vehicles, but the margin structure and competitive intensity in Europe could worsen over time unless Tesla keeps a meaningful lead in manufacturing efficiency and software revenue per vehicle. Turning to North America, a disturbing safety story from Greece's NEA Crete indirectly raises fresh questions about Tesla's full self-driving system and driver monitoring. According to NEA Crete News, Canadian authorities are investigating an incident on the Trans-Canada Highway in which a Tesla Model Y was filmed traveling at around 100 km per hour while the driver appeared to be asleep at the wheel. Another motorist captured footage showing the woman's head tilted down and no clear sign she was actively supervising the vehicle. In the back seats, two small children were reportedly sleeping as well. The report notes that the vehicle is believed to have been using Tesla's full self-driving capability, though the exact driver assistance mode has not been officially confirmed. Despite its name, full self-driving remains a Level 2 driver assistance system under the SAE classification. That means the human behind the wheel is still fully responsible for monitoring the environment and must be ready to take over at any moment. Systems like FSD can handle steering, acceleration, and braking in many scenarios, but they are not autonomous. Legal liability and operational responsibility remain with the driver. According to the article, investigators are examining whether the driver's large sunglasses interfere with the in-cabin camera's ability to monitor her eyes and attention. Authorities are also exploring whether physical defeat devices were used to trick the system into thinking the driver had hands on the steering wheel. Past cases in other countries have involved small counterweights or similar objects attached to the steering wheel rim to simulate torque. Local traffic police officials quoted in the story suggest the driver could face a range of charges, from traffic violations to criminal counts for dangerous driving, especially given the presence of two minor children who could have been put at serious risk. For Tesla investors, this incident underscores an ongoing tension around FSD. The technology itself keeps advancing, but human behavior and risk perception are lagging. Whenever a video surfaces that appears to show drivers treating FSD as a fully autonomous system, regulators and the public are reminded that the system can be misused. That raises the likelihood of stricter oversight, more prescriptive rules around driver monitoring, or potential legal exposure if authorities judge Tesla's marketing or safeguards to be insufficient. For enthusiasts, it is a reminder that safe use of the technology is essential not only for personal safety but also for the long-term regulatory environment in which Tesla can operate and monetize its software. Closely related to that story, Zero Hedge reports on a new way some Tesla owners are allegedly trying to defeat the driver monitoring camera, this time in China. According to Zero Hedge, several Chinese e-commerce platforms are selling small doll-like heads marketed as cute dashboard decorations or travel companions, priced in the range of $20 to $50. These heads are being mounted near the rearview mirror, positioned so that the in-cabin camera sees what appears to be a human face looking forward. Electric's Fred Lambert, quoted by Zero Hedge, describes how these miniature heads are being used to trick Tesla's cabin camera into believing the driver is paying attention while autopilot or full self-driving is engaged. Tesla's current driver monitoring logic checks whether the driver appears to be watching the road and issues escalating warnings when attention seems to lapse, especially when FSD is in more aggressive modes like so-called Mad Max or Hurry. Videos circulating on social media show vehicles apparently driving with no truly attentive human driver, the fake head standing in for the real one. The commentary in the article is blunt. Drivers using these fake heads are endangering themselves and others, and the sellers are effectively monetizing dangerous behavior. Over the years, Tesla has already had to patch other forms of misuse, such as devices that clip onto the steering wheel to simulate hand pressure. The addition of the cabin camera was one major countermeasure. Now, the piece speculates that Tesla's next move may be to roll out a software update that uses actual facial recognition to ensure the face in front of the camera belongs to the authorized driver. For investors and Tesla fans, there are two main angles here. From a safety and regulatory standpoint, repeated efforts by some users to circumvent safety systems raise the stakes. Regulators watching Tesla's deployment of FSD may push the company toward more intrusive or sophisticated monitoring, including biometric checks. That could improve safety statistics but also raise privacy concerns and regulatory scrutiny over how biometric data is stored and used. From a technology perspective, successfully implementing robust facial recognition tied to the Tesla account could further differentiate Tesla's approach to driver supervision from other automakers, potentially giving it a reputational edge if done carefully and transparently. The key question is whether Tesla can stay ahead of misuse with software and policy updates faster than bad behaviors spread through social media. Shifting focus to the broader autonomous driving ecosystem that Tesla competes in, TechCrunch and the Eastern Herald both report on a significant new stance from U.S. federal regulators toward robotaxi operators such as Waymo and, indirectly, any company pursuing higher-level autonomy, including Tesla. According to TechCrunch, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, LED by Administrator Jonathan Morrison, has issued a clear directive to autonomous vehicle developers. It is unacceptable for their vehicles to interfere with first responders or law enforcement. Morrison's letter, sent to all AV companies listed under the U.S. Department of Transportation Standing General Order, states that the inability to detect and appropriately respond to emergency scenes represents a functional insufficiency. NHTSA emphasizes that emergency scenes are not rare or extreme edge cases, but conditions that AVs must handle reliably. While the letter does not explicitly name any company, TechCrunch notes that the language aligns strongly with previously reported issues involving Waymo's robotaxis in San Francisco and other cities, where vehicles have reportedly blocked emergency vehicles or driven into active response zones. The Eastern Herald provides more detail by connecting the directive to a recent high-profile breakdown in San Francisco over the July 4th holiday. According to that report, at least a dozen Waymo vehicles stalled in massive post-fireworks gridlock near the Presidio neighborhood. One passenger, Rose Peterson, recounted being inside a Waymo that drove over a lit firework as the car inched through a four-way stop where someone was setting them off in the street. Many Waymo vehicles ran out of battery after hours trapped in traffic, some needing to be towed. Unplanned road closures compounded the problem, limiting the ability of Waymo's limited remote assistance staff to manually guide cars out of trouble. 4 days after the incident, Nitzes Morrison sent his formal letter demanding that AV developers present concrete solutions by the end of the month or face potential enforcement actions, including investigations and recalls. The Eastern Herald emphasizes that NHTSA is no longer willing to accept emergency scene mishandling as rare anomalies. With Waymo operating the largest robotaxi fleet in the United States, across Los Angeles, Phoenix, and San Francisco, the July 4th failure provided a vivid case of how scaling these services can produce systemic rather than isolated risks when traffic, crowds, and emergency events converge. For Tesla investors, the regulatory shift is meaningful even though Tesla's current FSD system keeps a human driver nominally in charge. NHTSA's more assertive posture toward autonomous systems will likely set expectations for any company seeking to remove the human driver or move toward higher levels of automation. Tesla has already experienced NHTSA scrutiny, including investigations and recall-style software updates related to autopilot and FSD behavior. A tougher line on emergency scene performance and first responder interaction raises the bar for Tesla's own ambitions around future robotaxis or fully autonomous services. If regulators start treating certain failure modes as fundamentally unacceptable rather than as bugs to be tuned away over time, timelines for unsupervised robotaxis could stretch, and the cost of compliance could rise. That may slow direct competition from pure robotaxi players, but it also means Tesla itself must design any future driverless service with robust emergency handling and remote assistance capabilities from day one. Investors should view NHTSA's July directive as a sign that the path to true autonomy will be governed less by engineering demonstrations and more by systemic performance in messy, real-world events. Continuing with the autonomous mobility theme, Wired reports on a revealing lobbying strategy from Uber that has implications for Tesla's own long-term robotaxi ambitions. According to Wired, Uber has pivoted from building its own self-driving technology to positioning itself as the central commercial platform for both human-driven and robotaxi rides. Uber leadership has repeatedly said it wants its act to be the go-to marketplace where you can hail a vehicle whether a human or an autonomous system is behind the wheel. Wired describes how this vision is now being translated into policy proposals in places like New Jersey and Washington, D.C. In New Jersey, a lobbyist representing Uber circulated draft language that would require any platform offering driverless ride-hailing services to have human drivers handle at least 85% of rides for a 3-year period. In practice, this would prevent companies such as Waymo, Zoox, or a future Tesla robotaxi service from operating their own standalone apps at scale in the state. Instead, they would be forced into so-called hybrid networks, where human drivers and robots share demand and where ride-hail intermediaries like Uber could maintain control over customer access and trip allocation. The same article notes that New Jersey's proposed autonomous vehicle bill is also the first in the United States that would effectively bar Tesla's specific robotaxi approach by mandating multiple types of sensors, not just cameras, and requiring vehicles to be operable via traditional steering wheels and brake pedals in emergencies. Purpose-built robotaxis like Zoox's pod-style vehicles, which lack these controls, would also be excluded. Although the final New Jersey bill does not yet contain Uber's 85% rule, the lobbying effort shows how established platforms are trying to slow or shape the rollout of full robotaxi fleets. In Washington, D.C., Uber's lobbyists have pushed city council staff to ensure that ride-hail companies can participate directly in any new autonomous vehicle programs. Emails obtained by Wired show Uber stressing the importance of hybrid networks to balance technological progress with protections for human drivers. Uber publicly frames this as a way to prevent AV monopolies and to smooth the economic transition for workers. But the practical effect is that robotaxi developers would be nudged away from direct-to-consumer apps and toward partnerships with existing intermediaries. For Tesla investors, this matters because Elon Musk has repeatedly outlined a vision where Tesla vehicles, either owner-operated or company-owned, can join the Tesla-run robotaxi network directly through the Tesla app. If policies like New Jersey's sensor requirements or Uber's hybrid network mandate spread, Tesla may find itself constrained to use certain hardware configurations, restricted from high automation operations, or compelled to participate on other companies' platforms rather than its own. That could dilute the economics of Tesla's envisioned software-driven robotaxi revenue and slow adoption in some of the most lucrative urban markets. At the same time, Uber's strategy implicitly validates Tesla's thesis that robotaxis will be a huge market. If Uber is working this hard to embed itself into AV regulations, it is because it sees autonomous rides as rival or even replacement supply for its core business. For Tesla shareholders, the key takeaway is that regulatory and competitive battles over distribution platforms are already starting, even before Tesla has commercial robotaxis on the road. The shape of local laws could matter as much as software progress when it comes to capturing value from autonomy. Finally, turning to the capital markets, the International Business Times and The Motley Fool both cover developments around Elon Musk's corporate empire that may influence sentiment around Tesla. According to the International Business Times, Elon Musk abruptly postponed a live CNBC interview just minutes before airtime. The appearance had been billed as a major segment in which Musk would discuss SpaceX's recent public listing, Tesla, and his AI company xAI's latest model, Grok 4.5. SpaceX began trading after merging with xAI, and strong demand for the stock has reportedly pushed Musk's paper wealth to levels that some estimates place above $1 trillion. The CNBC slot was widely seen as an opportunity for Musk to address investors directly during the volatile price discovery phase of SpaceX stock. The sudden cancellation, without a public explanation or new date, prompted speculation among traders even though, as several commentators pointed out, a delayed interview on its own has no direct operational significance. The article notes that Musk continued to post actively on X, the platform formerly known as Twitter, around the same time, highlighting his preference for communicating directly with his audience rather than through traditional media outlets. For Tesla enthusiasts, this episode is a reminder of how tightly investor sentiment around Musk-linked companies can be tied to his personal communications. When one person's decision to skip an interview can move mood around an $80-plus billion stock listing, that volatility can spill over into Tesla as well. Separately, The Motley Fool analyzes a recent note from J.P. Morgan suggesting that a merger between SpaceX and Tesla could be, in the bank's words, strategically coherent, on paper. According to The Motley Fool, J.P. Morgan's thesis is that Musk's companies already share engineering talent, artificial intelligence goals, and leadership, so combining them could allow a more integrated vision across autos, energy, robotics, satellites, and space launch. With SpaceX stock now publicly traded and Musk's influence at Tesla reinforced by recent governance changes, he theoretically has the financial tools and voting power to attempt such a deal at some point. However, the article emphasizes the many obstacles. Any tie-up would face intense regulatory scrutiny across multiple jurisdictions, particularly in China, where Tesla has major production operations and where foreign ownership and data rules are sensitive. Structurally, SpaceX is far more tightly controlled by Musk than Tesla is, meaning any transaction might look like SpaceX acquiring Tesla rather than a merger of equals. That would raise thorny issues around minority shareholder rights, governance, and the appropriate valuation of two very different businesses. The Motley Fool stresses that strategically coherent is far from likely, and advises investors not to treat a speculative merger scenario as an investment thesis. For Tesla shareholders, the key message from these capital market stories is to separate narrative from fundamentals. Musk's growing wealth and the prospect of asset reshuffling within his corporate ecosystem may create periodic waves of speculation, but Tesla's valuation ultimately depends on its ability to grow vehicle deliveries, expand high-margin software and services, maintain technological leadership, and manage regulatory risk in areas like autonomy and trade. While a future in which Tesla is more tightly integrated with SpaceX, xAI, or other Musk ventures is conceivable, it is not the core driver of Tesla's intrinsic value today. That's all for this episode of Tesla Daily News. Thank you for listening, and if you enjoy this show, please subscribe so you don't miss the next update.